Hey friends, it's your host, Mia Jules. Welcome to the Sowing the Seeds podcast. This is our first ever episode, so please stay a while, get comfy, and enjoy. For episode one, we have The Power of Choice. This is navigating others' perception of us. Listen, not caring what other people think of us is a really, really hard thing to do. But through faith in Jesus Christ and his sacrifice, which is a gift of grace, we are considered perfect in God's eyes. There were countless moments where I took what people said about me to heart, and I thought those words that they said about me, that they spoke over me, defined who I was as a person. And this really, really ruined my childhood. This was from kindergarten all the way to seventh grade. In high school, it was a little bit easier, but it was still rocky at some points. But throughout my entire middle school years, I was constantly believing what these people would say about me. And I really did think these words defined who I was as a person. And I think it's so easy to think like that and so easy to take it like that, because these people are speaking towards us and speaking about us. We're like, oh, maybe we don't even know who we are. Like, in middle school, I didn't even know who I was yet. I was, like, playing around with things and discovering things and trying to figure out who I was. And when somebody said something about me or towards me, I would be like, maybe that's what I am. Maybe that's what I look like. Maybe that is what defines me. But let me tell you, it is the furthest from the truth. When I was in middle school, I would say this was probably 6th or 7th grade, people would say the meanest things ever. Of course, you know how people are in school with their cliques and their friends, but I would come home and I would just cry. I would cry because these things they said were just so horrible, just something that you should never be allowed to say to anyone. Or you should at least know better to not say anything like that. I would come home and I would just stare in the mirror and I'd say those things over myself and say, that is what you are. You're not anything more than that. And I thought, I would never be anything more than that. I was their words. It felt like their words were written all over my body. And when people looked at me, I thought they could see the words too. And I'm sure a lot of you have felt this exact way before. Someone says something mean and you take it so deeply and personally, and it becomes the only thought in your mind. When something good happens, you think, oh, I don't deserve this. And throughout my entire public school journey, I had not one friend, which was the hardest part, of course. And I completely thought the things that these people had said about me defined me. And with time, the depression and anxiety grew and grew deeper in my veins. And I sunk into a hole in the floor, and I thought that I could never, ever get myself out. If you have experienced something like this, or if you're experiencing something like this currently, or you know someone who is, share this with them. So, I went to high school, a different school obviously, for my freshman year, and I stayed through all 4 years and I graduated. But during this time, it was a very hard transition, and I'm sure a lot of you can relate to that. It is incredibly hard to leave an old school and join a new school and try to find a group of friends and try to find somewhere to eat lunch. And I would spend days upon days eating lunch in the bathroom stall because I felt like I was completely alone in the ways that I was feeling. It was so hard to feel like I belonged, and life was so tiring. Like, I didn't even think I was wanted anywhere. It was super hard for me. But in freshman year, I read the Bible for the first time, and I just prayed and prayed that I wouldn't have to keep going through these battles. And I felt like giving up completely. And if you are feeling that right now, or if you have felt that before, you are not alone. You are never alone in the situations you are going through. I just want you to know that, because That is exactly what this podcast is for. That is exactly what Jesus is there for. Jesus is by your side. Jesus has a plan for your life. Jesus reached into the hole I was in and he said, "No, girl, I'm not done with you yet." And from then on out, sophomore year, I began my entire faith journey. The greatest thing I ever learned, and that I can share with you today, is that God made me and you and everyone else in his image, and no one else's opinions matter besides his. Okay? Can I get an amen on that one? That took a lot of time to understand, and we each are our own selves. Why would we believe someone else and their opinions? Why would we think that their opinions are bigger than our God? God is greater than any opinion, any comment, any rude remark that someone makes. And one of the hardest things I did, and one of the hardest things you could ever do, is leave the depression and the sadness and the anxiety behind and begin a new life, because you're scared of change and you're scared that you just don't know what's going to happen next, and you find comfort in that loneliness, in that darkness. But the easiest thing I ever did was follow Jesus and accept him with open arms. Like, guys, he is waiting. He is knocking at the back door. He's waiting for you to just unlock the door and let him into your lives, because he wants to work miracles. But it is a two-way street. God gave me and you and everyone else an identity, and that's something that no one can ever, ever, ever take from you. They can laugh, and they can joke, and they can say mean things, but they will never steal your identity in Christ Jesus. For so long, I thought I had to fit a certain mold. They wanted me to fit a mold. They wanted me to fit in. They wanted me to be like them. And I showed them exactly that I would never be like them, that I would never fit that mold. And I took so much time to get used to that. I didn't understand why I didn't fit that mold. I wanted to fit that mold. I wanted to be liked by those people. I wanted to be accepted in that group. But you know what? You have to be yourselves. You can't try and fit a mold that doesn't fit your shape, that doesn't fit your lifestyle, that doesn't fit who you are as a person. Their mold was entirely different than how I am or how I live my life. I'm loud and I'm joyous, and I may be too much for some people, and that's perfectly okay. And that's okay if you feel the exact same way, because we don't have to fit other people's molds. We can live outside of the mold. We can create our own space and our own lifestyle and our own area to grow and love and just be happy. That took me so, so long to realize, because when I first came to high school, I just really wanted to fit in. I just thought it was my new start. I wanted everything to be different. And sooner than later, I realized that I am my own person, and that I can walk with Jesus every day, and I can be alone in some moments. I don't need people to shove me into their mold. I just need Jesus. And I stopped caring what people thought of me. I started living my life and enjoying the little moments, and I made such a colorful life for myself. And that is huge to me, that it means everything to me that I walked with Jesus, that Jesus walked with me and showed me that I didn't have to be a part of a mold that I didn't fit in, that I could never fit that mold, and that was okay. And I have the greatest friends today, and I truly, truly believe God sent them directly to me. Because it's a big group of people that don't fit the mold, and it's awesome because we all collectively are enough for each other. Let me just tell you something. You are never too far gone. Your life means something. You aren't here by accident. You aren't hearing this by accident. You're not a cosmic accident. God sent you here to listen to these words, to believe them, to let me speak them over your life. He sees you, he loves you, and he knows you better than anyone else. Psalm 139:13-14. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Jesus has a plan for your life, and I thoroughly encourage you to give your life to Jesus if you haven't yet. It is never, ever too late to turn your life around. You woke up this morning and opened two gifts. Guess what? Those gifts are your eyes. You have breath in your lungs, and I hope you have a fire in your soul that is burning for a relationship with God. And the biggest takeaway from the first ever episode is that people can never steal your identity in Christ Jesus. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and I hope that you know that next time when somebody says something about you or you hear something someone says about you, that you have the choice and the power to listen to them, because no matter what, people are gonna talk. They're gonna say stuff. They're gonna be mean because the world is so broken, but you have the power to listen or not to what they're saying. Your only identity is found in Christ, not in others' perceptions of you. So thank you so much for hanging out and listening to this episode. More episodes will be coming weekly, and they will be more knit together. This one was kind of in my notes app a little bit, but it was also kind of on a whim, which is what I want. I don't want a script. I want things to hit me right in the moment, and I want to speak them over you. But if you enjoyed, please, please, please come back next week. And thank you so much if you stayed this far. I love you guys. Bye-bye.